This year chasing our 18th banner. Roster so deep, our bench finally got an answer. We got the heart, maybe not the glamour. When you spell team, you best watch your grammar. Ignore the refs when we led by Tatum. Big ass and squeeze, corner threes makes them. Batman and Jalen, our defense at anchors. Brogdon off the bench, giving more flavor. Smart is the heart, and the best actor. Getting every charge, intense in the matchup. Now getting ready for hot takes and laughter. Cause you tuning in to the boys in the rafters.
What up, what up? This is episode 109 of the Rafters Podcast, brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. I'm your host, Liam McDade. Across the virtual table from my Dirk Nowitzki-looking buddy, Connor Strayer. What's up, homeboy?
Yeah, not much. Chill.
Just fearing for your life in your own bedroom?
Yeah, I totally am. We have a little mouse problem in the bedroom. Boston living, so it's paranoid. Every time I'm like looking up, and I start like, what the fuck are you looking at? Trying to see if I can catch something with my eye. Hopefully, they're all there's no
just waiting for it to be like a scene out of a movie where you look up and it's just staring at you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna wake up in like the middle of the night, it's gonna be crawling on my face, like, oh,
imagine how fucking nasty that was. Right.
I've already dreamt about it like a couple times.
So. You like it?
Yeah. Yeah, let's move on to the Celtics.
Let's think about anything else. Well, first off, we're relishing our own good fortune. You are 3-0 on best bets this year. I am 2-1. We both hit this week. I chose the Magic spread, which ended up being +5.5, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. They ended up winning outright, 113-96. The Magic always give the Celtics problems. I'm a fucking genius. And then your bet hit as
Great job. Yeah. Magic, they won that game. I think so. The game Porzingis like only played like 20-something minutes. I think he got hurt that game.
Yeah. Of course, sooner or later, this is something I'm sure we'll talk about later in the show. Yeah. But sure enough, like I knew this was coming. I think he's definitely out this week. He's already missed two games, I believe. He'll be reevaluated in a couple days, but I don't think he'll be coming right back anyway.
Yeah, there's no need to rush, but I'm sure we'll talk about that later too. Like, so that game, and like you said, I guess the Magic always give Celtics trouble, especially, I think that was in Miami too. Orlando, sorry. So yeah, that was a good one to pick. What I do, I think I did. This was, mine goes way back to last week. So the Bucks, I said Celtics would beat the Bucks, and then I actually didn't, I'm like betting on it. So I bet. I think I should have to. Yeah. So Celtics money line and then Brown. Like I think I did 20 points. He's been
You did that. Send me that bet over actually. It was that was Saturday. I'm looking at Saturday's bet, your football bet. Yeah. So Friday
it was the night before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So it was
last Wednesday.
Yep, Celtics money line Brown over 18.5, which is a lock. That was easy money parlay.
I don't know. Yeah, it was easy. I think it was like plus something, right? It had to
bet. No, -110. So you bet $10, you won $9.10.
Yeah, is that what I did? I bet $10 on it.
Yeah, you did. High roller.
I think I had something else like bigger that night or whatever. But
I bet you did. Yeah, you're like, I had $100 on another game.
Yeah, so I guess we keep giving out those winning picks. I'm 3-0. I haven't missed one, and then you are 2-1. So
I fucked up on what I thought was the easiest bet, but I will say you are remarkably good at this. They should start calling you Nostradamus of the basketball.
Yeah,
because every time, fuck, and you send me these bets. I rode one of them with you. I hit that random parlay with Wembanyama a while ago. That hit.
That was like the second game of the season.
Yeah, I know. But hey,
I've refrained from
you've been on a heater.
Yeah, and I've refrained from like betting on random
that's how you lose.
Yeah, exactly.
When you get overzealous, you just want to bet for the fun of betting. It usually goes wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but exactly, the Magic game was a layup. There's not a whole lot to say there. It's just one of those games that in the long span of a season, you'll forget all about it. Like the Magic are actually a fairly competent team this year. I believe they're 11-5, something of the sort.
Better than that now.
Yeah, significantly better than I can remember the Magic almost ever being.
12-5. Yep.
12-5. Yeah, my math was never good, but friggin', I don't know. In the vast scheme of the schedule and the Celtics' hopeful playoff success this season, we'll forget all about this game. But the Magic just match up very poorly with them, so I saw that one coming. The big juicy game though was yours, the Bucks game.
Yeah, when you got teams like they're going to be playing the bottom half of the league, so
yeah,
they should be able to dominate. Even though, as we've seen, they haven't been dominating. This was like I think this was like the first beatdown of the season.
The Bulls game,
yeah, like total,
yeah.
Like just
yeah, I would say the from Jump Street, the Bulls just never really had a chance. I think they had a lead in the first 3 minutes, and then after that it was gone. The last lead of the game was 13-10, I believe. And then the Celtics are just the far better team. Like, I like the players the Bulls have. I was at the game, like, oh my god, they have Torrey Craig and Javon Carter. I'm like, this team's actually kind of good. Andre Drummond. But then fucking the Celtics go out there and just roll them. Like, Jaylen starts hitting threes. Tatum hits a few threes. Derek White has a transition three. Al Horford's hitting corner threes. You're like, all right, this is over really, really quickly.
Yeah.
So let's get into the toughest matchup the Celtics have had to face so far this season. The Bucks game. Final score does not indicate how much of an ass kicking this was for three quarters. And then the Bucks came roaring back thanks to that new fucking asshole that they got, Damian Lillard. Right. What were your thoughts on the game?
It was good to see them get out ahead of them from the jump. And just them three playing together, like Brown, Porzingis, and Tatum, they all had like decent games.
Yeah, they were killing
it. Brown was leading scorer there. Yeah, Tatum shot 2 for 9 for 3, so not really great there. But other than that, it was a pretty solid team win.
Holiday, like everyone played well.
Yeah, Holiday didn't really play well. He was kind of, well, he got 8 rebounds, but other than that, he was kind of silent.
8 rebounds, pretty good though. It's nothing to sneeze at. Al Horford was big ball.
One for 8 from the field though. That's pretty bad. I mean, it doesn't really matter. So much at like periods of time. So he was probably just out there shooting. And like you said, the bench played that well as well. Hauser with 10, Horford with 10, Pritchard with 10. Horford
perfectly balanced Pritchard. Bench yeah. scoring here.
Yeah, that's all
that's you can ask for. Incredible.
And this is what you're going to see in a playoff game. Like, they're only going to, Celtics are only going to play 8 guys. They're not digging into like Stevens or Brissett or Cornette, whoever. Or they're not even going to get down to like Baton, however you say his name. He might not even be here when the playoffs start. So, like,
yeah.
They're going to be an 8-player team. That's going to be
eight-man rotation. I didn't even realize until you said it, they only played 8 people in this game, which is incredible.
It's a playoff, a playoff atmosphere because, like, they never really took the pedal off the gas there. I mean, obviously, Horford got big minutes with 31. And
yeah, he always does against the Bucks, though. He fucking hates the Bucks. Al Horford's must-see TV when they play the Bucks.
He's must-see TV in the playoffs. I mean, he's going to show up for big games.
Except for last year. He was fucking brutal last year. But for the most part, the vast majority, I don't want to be the negative guy. The vast majority of the time he kills it. I just have a stained taste in my mouth from the last one.
So this is what you're going to see like in big games like that. He's gonna throw out those 8 guys out there. No one else is really going to get playing time beyond that unless there's like injuries or they're really up by like 40 points. Like then he'll throw the bench in there. But he wanted to make a scene like, hey, like we're going to fuck you up next time. Like,
yeah,
we need these 8 guys here. And they play pretty well.
It is fucking absurd. I think the Bucks rolled with 10 guys. So,
Celtics
could do more with less. Yeah.
Yeah. And once they got like down by a lot, they were probably throwing out their bench guys here and there. So,
yeah, I had no idea. Cameron Payne was on the box. He sucks. They got some squids on this team.
And I think that game was like Celtics were at 4. Were they missing White for that Bucks game?
No. He was
no. So they were at pretty much like full health there. You had everybody that game.
Yeah.
No one.
This is the preview. This is the matchup. That was what everyone's looking for.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no other competition. Like, let's be real. Like, there's no no one else in the East that you should be even reasonably
scared of. Maybe a hot Miami Heat team, but that's about it.
Seriously, nothing else.
You catch that that hot moment, you're kind of fucked because like
it's a good call. I gotta stop counting out the Miami Heat because I love them and I preach on them every year when they're
if they're not playing hot, then there's really no. If they're just playing their average game, you could beat them. But if they're hot, I mean, you can tell them about anything, but like more so
certainly
teams like Miami and if anything's hot, like a Miami Celtics or whatever, Milwaukee, you're kind of fucked.
Top class organizations there. Jimmy Butler's the fucking man. But yeah, so did this game instill confidence in you because the Celtics were kicking their ass most of the game, or did it worry you that the Celtics blew a fucking lead and almost lost it in the end of?
Both. I don't know. It's a weird,
The answer lies somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, because I mean, that's concerning, but at the same time, it's like, also they won. So it doesn't matter how you, I mean, at the end of the
day, the final result is good.
Final result was good. It's just another big moment for them. I mean, a team that they beat last year. So it doesn't matter. But they've been on the more of the winning side lately in those battles with the Bucks. So
hopefully it keeps up. Finally.
We might not even have to see them in the playoffs. I mean, hopefully not.
Yeah, I mean, they got bounced last year by the eighth seed. It's the crazier things have happened. I remember texting you during this game talking about how our boy was going off, and you had forgotten who our boy was. Brooke Lopez has 28-7 in this game.
That's insane.
Do you have his 3-point numbers by any chance? I know he was blind. I think he was two. Yeah. I think he was 2 of 3.
Bet on him and not hit a three. I think I did like a $100 bet for him not to shoot three one time, like not to make one. And
I remember.
He cashed one out.
You're like, fuck.
I was pissed. Yeah.
Sucks. It's just like $100 is gone just at the swipe of a wrist.
Yeah, he went 2 for 5. He shot
2 for 5. Oh, okay. Holy shit.
Surprisingly, he does shoot quite a bit. He shoots a lot of
people. Yeah. He loves to shoot
multiple a game.
28-7 is a crazy stat line for Brook Lopez. Dude,
what the heck? He shoots an average about like 4 a game.
Threes a game?
Yeah, he just shot. Absurd. Last night he shot 4. The night before that he shot 6, 7, 5, 4, 6, 2, 3, 6.
I want to know what other players are shooting 4 threes in the league. I feel like there are like really good guards that aren't shooting that many threes.
He's shooting 32% from 3. So like that's
really good. I mean,
that's good for a big man. That's good for like any kind of player, I believe.
For a that's center good. That never took a 3 in his first 8 years.
Well, not just that. I think that's good for like any player. If you're shooting 33% from 3, like that's pretty.
That's solid. Pretty that'll tall. Do.
You're in the NBA. Yeah.
Yeah. Holy shit! That's so
I kind of want to see what like Tatum's or like Brown's. Yeah. It's definitely got an ounce 3-point percentage.
Probably. I want to see their attempts too. What you're looking at, I want to know how many attempts they're taking.
Oh, Brown's taking like double his, but like.
Yeah, probably. Because I figure Steph Curry's at like 8 a game.
Yeah.
Maybe even 9.
Regular season. Yeah, he's 34.4%, Jaylen Brown. So I'm not going to look at
all that. So just marginally
like,
better.
Doesn't matter. It's still like.
Brooke Lopez is out there cashing in with a Jaylen Brown clip.
Shooting the same percentage Jaylen Brown for 3 years.
God.
Stat. Well, I mean, just not sad. It's kind of, I mean, for his sake, that's like really good. Like, that's a decent 3-point shooting percentage.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
So, yeah. But, anyways, yeah, the Bucks lost. And, it's a win-win. So,
they got the all win. Is right in the world. Order is restored in the Eastern Conference. Fuck the Bucks.
For now.
For now. We'll see. I'm trying not to get on my high horse here, but it's easier said than done. Mm-hmm. What did you watch the Bulls game last night? The game that I happen to be in attendance of?
I sure did not. I listened to some of it on the radio, but I was checking the sports route. But once I stopped, it's just like a beat down. Or actually, when I was listening to it after like the basically at halftime, I was like, "Jeez,
this is they're up like 15 at half." It was a good old fashioned dick kicking. A lot of fun to watch. Great show. Everyone was big balling, just a great overall team win. It was such a lopsided game to me. Like it just shows the talent disparity.
Though.
Yeah, absolutely. And like the Celtics laid it on And I'm still getting used to all these rules here, but they kept harping on the Celtics have to win by 23 or more points. And I was like, the fuck are these people talking about? I finally come to realize it's the in-season tournament. So it gets scored by how many points you score against your opponents?
If there's like a tie, I believe it goes by.
Oh, okay.
Like,
because I think the
like,
Magic were at
I think
the top
the
of our
tiebreaker.
bracket.
Yeah, I think it's the tiebreaker whoever has most points scored, or like the
Okay, like
differential,
fantasy football, that makes
or
sense.
it might be the differential. But yeah, exactly. So we had to win by 23 to like make it to that next round or whatever. And I think we
Yeah.
played that Pacers coming up.
Yes, 2 days, I believe.
Which could also just be a complete beatdown. Like the Pacers, come on.
Yeah.
If you're not
Yeah,
beating
I
the
don't know.
Pacers, it's not
Tyrese
seven points.
Halliburton's sick though. Like, you know,
Okay, they have one player that
they
can
do
guard
have
this,
one
but
guy.
yeah,
One guy does not a team make.
but like this should be a beatdown. I don't even know who's on really freaking Pacers. Okay, Obi Toppin, not that great.
Obi Toppin, yeah. Buddy Hield still there?
Yeah, I believe so.
Sniper.
Buddy Hield, like I mean, he's okay. Like these aren't like guys of
Miles
20.
Turner, Fox.
I mean,
Miles Turner's the man. Put some respect on Miles Turner's name.
Bruce Brown got a big
Bruce
payday
Brown's the
after he won
man.
the championship. After they won the championship, oh, like they have, but their bench is just they have Aaron
Atrocious.
Naismith coming off as like their sixth man
Stocks.
playing the most
Does he
minutes.
actually
So
get
it's like,
playing time?
oh, you got 25 minutes in this game. It's like
Holy
a
shit.
spot.
That is
And
sad.
he's actually playing decent this year. He's averaging 10.5 points a game. And he's getting a shot. I mean, that just goes to show if he was on our team, though, he'd be buried at the end of the bench. So it's like,
Oh, 100%. He wouldn't be playing at all.
I mean, the Magic, I mean, the Pacers, this should be a beat down by like 30 points.
Yeah.
Not that, but like, it's another team that's just not good.
Easier said than done, though, because if Halliburton goes nuclear, his numbers are ridiculous. Like the type of numbers he's putting up are
But
video
I'm
game
also like
numbers.
looking at the teams that I haven't like the Trailblazers just beat them the other day. Trailblazers
Did
are
they? The
trash.
Trailblazers suck. Yeah, they're shitty.
Raptors just beat them the other day. They're kind of trash.
Raptors are somewhere in the middle.
They have beaten the 76ers and they lost to the Magic. Who else? They beat the Bucks. So like they can hang out with teams, but like at the end of the day, I think the bench play and just like the fact that we just have three stars is gonna
Yeah.
blow them out of the water. They have 1.5. We got 4. We are 5.
It's a lot like this
Yeah.
Bulls team. Like, I don't think this Bulls
Exactly
team's
how you described
bad.
it.
I don't
Yeah, we
think
just
like they're the
stacked.
worst fucking team in the world, but yeah, you're just not going to compete when you their bench isn't as good as our bench. Like our bench is probably as good as the Bulls starting lineup, I would say. Like,
Yeah, and I would say this is like a D2 college going up against a D1. Like you're pretty
yeah,
much in that talent level.
you're
Our talent
guaranteed to
level
lose.
sucks.
It just depends on how much. Although, you know, basketball's crazy, weird bounce of the ball and whatnot.
Pros, they just decide not to show
Yeah. Of
it's
course. I
just
mean, it's
going.
probably tough to get motivation. What's the Pacers' record in the tournament, does it
Think they're
say?
like, I don't know how they're in. No, I was just looking at like their stats. The ESPN app. I mean, they're in the quarterfinals or whatever it is,
This is
right?
six of the East. Yeah.
So they're in toward yeah. It's the quarterfinals. They
So they
must
had
have.
to have won something if they made it to the quarterfinal.
I think they beat, like I said, they beat the 76ers recently, and then they beat like
Oh,
the
really?
Bucks. So I think they
Nice
were like
round.
in that bubble with like the Bucks and 76ers, and they just made it out of there battling like, the scrap of their teeth.
Yeah, I'm trying to see. Is there like a live in-season tournament bracket that you can like look at and see? Here we go. So I got it right here. The Bucks play the Knicks on Tuesday to dictate who moves on in the East. So the Celtics could end up playing the Bucks again for the in-season tournament.
Which would be a great, I think that would be great for like
That'd be
publicity.
hype
Like
to see them again.
the NBA wants that. Or they,
Yeah.
I mean, they wouldn't be mad about Celtics Knicks, but like, let's be real. You want to see Giannis Dame
Yeah,
versus.
like do you want to see the Pacers play the Knicks or do you want to see the
That would
Celtics
be,
play the Bucks? It would be
yeah.
awful.
Especially for the first time this year. So like the other teams in the West, they made it, Lakers Suns. That's a big
That'll be
matchup right
hype.
there, I'd
Yeah,
say.
that's tight.
You want the Suns to probably come out of that. And then the other side,
Kings Pelicans is a little underwhelming, but not terrible.
You want the
Zion.
Kings though. Kings and Suns again? Wasn't that like a big
I
that
think
could be end
so.
up being your Western Conference final, like
Yeah, I
Western
do like
Conference
the
final.
Kings this year. They are a marginally entertaining team.
I mean, so like, right there, that could be your like Western Conference Finals matchup. And then this could be the West Eastern Conference Finals matchup with the Celtics
Yeah.
Bucks.
Get
Or even
a Lakers Celtics first in season tournament game would
that
be
would
sick.
be iconic
That'd
as
be
well.
it's
Like
got it's got the
NBA.
setup for it.
So yeah, I mean, based off that game, those games that we're saying, you really want anyone besides the Pelicans and whoever, the Knicks and the Pacers advancing.
Yeah, no, not a chance.
Yeah, any of the other teams, you're kind of happy how this works out. Ideally, like you said, Lakers, Celtics.
I'm now starting to get this whole in-season tournament thing where they're trying to garner interest in games that wouldn't really matter. Like when
Exactly.
we with the game last night that we were at, you mentioned it before we started recording, the whole controversy around the game was Joe Mazzulla kept
Yeah.
Hacka-shacking, fouling Andre
Yeah.
Drummond, making him go to the line. He missed four straight free throws. Celtics should go down, score on the other end. They ended up winning by 27 when they needed to win by 23 or more. But there was a problem with sportsmanship earlier in the Celtics, right? I think it was against the Raptors, I believe it was.
Maybe.
The Celtics were up 30 and Joe Mazzulla challenged like a call or something like that, and Dennis Schroeder got pissed and said that you're up 30, like why are you challenging? Spoke out to
Yeah.
the media. He was pissed that his old coach would do that, and
Yeah.
I guess it's just kind of like a sportsmanship thing. Put yourself in the mind of the coach who's getting clapped. You are playing the Celtics. You're getting pummeled. You're down 30, and Joe Mazzulla is fouling your terrible free throw shooter and sending him to the line. Are you pissed?
No, I'm not, because I get it.
No.
I'd be doing the same thing. This is
Yeah,
all about the
as you
points. And
should.
then Mazzulla came out. He was like, "Hey, listen,
It's not personal, but
this
we
is
want to
not
win this
personal, but like you're trying
tournament.
to win this tournament, and why wouldn't you? It's competition. These guys are athletes. They want to win.
Yeah.
Why?"
I don't, and
And
Billy
it's
Donovan's
easy
been
saying
around forever.
Celtics fan. Yeah,
Don't know
Billy
how he won't
Donovan's
get
won
that.
championships with the Gators, like Florida Gators, and he went a bunch of with them. He was their coach when he like
Who?
Joaquim Noah. Yeah, back to back.
Yeah, and
This
Horford.
guy has won championships. You should know. He wouldn't
Yeah.
have let up on them. If, especially like this team, like they need to like get their identity. Like they need to gel
Yeah.
together. Keep those
Kick the
starters out
Dixon
there.
of all the teams you want. Dude, the
Exactly.
starters were in real late in this game. I was looking
Exactly.
for like a Derrick Rose injury to come on. I could just feel it in the air. I
No.
was like, why are the starters still in?
Yeah, and I don't think he cares. These guys are young. These guys can definitely afford to play the minutes. This was their
Yeah.
full team out there besides Porzingis, and they just trashed them. I mean, who cares?
Destroyed them.
I mean, I don't think they would have been on 30 with the bench in, but like at one point they wouldn't have won by 27. They would have won by like 20, whatever. But
Yeah, but you got to get that three.
you got
So
to get
that's
those.
why that's what the
Yeah,
incentive is. It's fucking, I
exactly.
think it's
It's kind
so
of crazy.
funny though. I don't understand
It's hard.
how he got so pissed at that. As for like the situation with the Raptors, so late in the game, Joe Mazzulla has all the bench guys out there because this is a tournament game. They don't care about points, but the bench units out there. There's like a strip ball or something like that, and he challenged the ruling on the field. And all the Raptors players were pissed. They're like, dude, like this, you're up 30. This game's over. Both benches are in. Why are you prolonging the game? And Joe Mazzulla was like, hey, like, this is my bench unit. Like, I'm going to treat them the same way I would treat the starters. If they're out there and there's a questionable call on the court, I'm going to challenge that call. It doesn't matter what the score is. He goes, I'm going to treat these guys like I would the starters because you never know. Maybe they'll have to be in there. At some point, do you find that disrespectful? Seeing as this
No.
has no tournament implications, you're such a
No,
clown.
dude.
I love the
I
little
mean,
smile you get. You're
you
like,
gotta,
no,
yeah.
fuck them.
No, I mean,
Fuck
we
them.
say that as like the fans of this team that's doing it, like whatever, because we're just kicking their ass. But no way. And I think the other way around, the coach would do the same thing. You're up so much, you got to show how dominant you are. And I think the team needs to learn how dominant yeah. they can be. So when they, and because you've seen it before this season, we've lost to teams that like shouldn't have lost to, or the games were very, very close and they shouldn't have been. Keep this team in, teach them a lesson. If they're, who cares? He's probably like, you guys are tired. No, you guys are playing this whole game. We're going to go balls to the wall the entire game because you guys are going to learn that you can dominate these teams, step on their throats. Like, just do it. Like, this team can afford to play, just, and we can do it. Just do it.
It's kind of fun too. It seems like there's like a reputation brewing that like the Celtics are like the unsportsmanlike dickheads who are just going to run up the score. And honestly, I kind of love it. I think it's hilarious.
We're saying this is like the softest big guy in the league. Like,
literally.
That's another point too that we can talk about it later. I don't think he's just. Oh, we can talk about it. Yes. His injury. He's already out for a couple of weeks with a calf strain, whatever that is. I would Google it myself, but like. Seems kind of weak, but it's probably a way to just get him in it, like get him, even if it was something smaller than that. They're just like, all right, let's just.
I mean, we saw this coming. We knew he was going to get hurt at some point. I'd rather get it over with.
It's going to be a few times this season. I think we predicted how many games he would eventually play this season. I think we said like 60 or something. We all both said 60. He'd miss like
20 games. We'll have to go back and look at that because I'm curious what the actual number was.
He's already missed what? Three? Two? Two or three?
Three, I believe.
Off like one little injury, like a calf strain.
So he didn't play in the Bulls game yesterday, didn't play in the Hawks game, got hurt during the Magic game. So he's missed two full games.
Okay.
Two and a half.
He's probably going to miss another four or five at least because he's out for 2 weeks. Probably.
Is that what they said? 2 weeks? I heard they were reevaluating him after one, but that doesn't mean he's coming back.
I said it's going to be 2 weeks. I looked like online, so not that makes me a doctor. Don't take my advice. But like everything was saying, it's typically 4 to 6 weeks you're healed fully. But he's got like the best doctors, you know.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
He's got the best people in the league looking after him, ice baths all the time, whatever. He's getting the best treatment. So 2 weeks, I'd say. Maybe one. But like, why push it? Like, you don't need him after two. You don't need him. You can ride him out without him.
I mean, we got the Sixers on Friday. Good team, surprisingly. But I then mean, after that, they're what?
The Sixers will just bully him. And B's going to have he's going to feast.
Yeah.
Porzingis there. He'll feast.
Yeah, now would be the time for me to bet that Embiid over.
You said it. Now that I'm saying it, I'm thinking that's just, I feel like everyone's going to think that. It's not going to happen. So we'll have a legendary game play.
Always play how it goes. If the whole public goes with something, you always got to fade the public.
It's that Lions Thanksgiving Day game.
Everyone's
Lions. Yep,
Lions all the way.
And then
Jordan Love crushed those spirits. And then back-to-back games against the Cavs, who I think the Cavs are actually kind of okay. I don't know what their record is, but
they're like a good, solid young team, but like trash.
Yeah. Compared to us, trash.
you can beat them with just Tatum and Brown and whoever else on your team.
This is such like a messy schedule here. It's like we got the Pacers, the Cavs back-to-back, and then the Magic back-to-back. Like, can we get some variety in the schedule?
Yeah, Magic are tough. So we like lost them. So
yeah, and then the Warriors on December 16th or 19th. That's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, I think that's in Boston too. I think I looked at tickets for that, and they were just like crazy.
No, in Golden State.
Okay, so that game will be fun to watch. Hopefully, it's not like a 10 o'clock game, or if it is, hopefully it's on like
a Friday. It is a 10 o'clock game. it's on a Friday.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so it's on a Friday. At least it's on a Friday night, you don't have to stay up and watch that on a weekday.
Yeah, I know. During the week, your bedtime is usually around 8:30.
Yeah, I'm not going to stay up and watch that, even if it was on a Monday, even Friday night. So
tough being a full blown adult, huh?
Yeah. So that should be. When is that? Like 2 weeks from now?
Yes. Okay. December 19th.
That'll be circled on everyone's calendar.
Yeah, it's gonna be going. All right. Should we do our best bets for next upcoming ones?
Yeah.
What are we looking at here? So we got the Friday game against the Sixers. Pacers. Cavs.
Cavs back-to-back and then Magic back-to-back. That's rough. All the way.
That's what I was saying. Dusty schedule.
Yeah, we're losing one of those games.
Huh?
We're losing one of those games.
Oh, 100%. I would say... They already lost the one to the Magic, so they may win out in both Magic ones and then split with the Cavs. Imagine if they
Yeah.
lose to the Pacers after all the shit you were talking. Probably not. But
Oh, that's at Indiana. And but you
well,
have 2 days
no
off of work.
Nostradamus of basketball. What do you think?
Well, okay. We don't play another game till when? We have like a lot of rest right now.
Yeah. So they
They don't
played
play until
yesterday,
Friday, Tuesday. What was it?
Wednesday,
So they got like
Thursday.
3 days off basically from playing a game, and
Yeah.
then they're gonna have another 3 days or 2 days rest before Indiana at Indiana, and they don't play again from December 4th to December 12th. They have that big of a gap.
That is a huge gap, right?
Wait,
Eight
what is that?
days.
You know what? I think that's when the in-season tournament might be.
Oh
They're
yeah, it
scheduled
is,
for
because
the tournament.
the final is on the 7th. Yeah,
Yeah, so what
so
we're going to be betting on, basically, we only have our best bets between Philly and Indy because we're not going to bet on, we're not going to lose.
although I
But
might make mine about the mid-season tournament, that I might just say the Celtics are going all the way. That's my bet.
it's not going to, you could certainly do that. So you think who would, yeah, at least give you your thoughts on who, so they beat Indiana, then who do you think they'll play?
So
We
they
just talked
beat
about.
it, which yeah, they would play the Bucks, I would
You
imagine.
think
Although
they're going to play the Bucks again? Or
I think the Bucks are
they could win
disappointing.
that game.
Who do the Bucks play? The Knicks? Imagine
You
if the
don't have to
Knicks.
get this all right. You know, obviously, the stuff is
Yeah,
going
no, I
pretty
know.
good, but I
So
would guess
actually,
teams.
technically, won't do this as my best bet because that'll be a little over a week from now. We'll have recorded before then. So I'll save my in-season tournament best bet for next week. And I will make this one. I'm going to double down on Embiid. I'm going Embiid points. It might be the layup. It might be what everyone wants. It's what Vegas wants everyone to bet on. It seems too easy. It seems like a layup. Whatever his
Probably
over
gonna
is
be
in
like
points,
29. It's
huh?
probably gonna be like 29 points.
Probably the last time it was 31 and a half, I thought, I believe.
Let's do that.
And
They do. I guarantee you they won't have it up already, but
yeah, but it's worth a check.
could like look at future games just as today.
Yeah, I don't think it would be on there.
But you could put a bet on these tournament. I didn't know that. Celtics are +300 to win. That's not that bad.
That's not bad at all. With two games to
Well,
go, plus the.
considering they have to play like the Western side too, so like that will
Yeah,
be, I mean, yeah,
easy.
that'll be fun.
Fuck them.
Yeah, so
Yeah,
who's
so
the
I'm going to
winner?
double down.
Depends on.
Embiid's over in points, whatever it is. I think Embiid's going to have 40 in this game. So whatever it is, he's going to cover.
All right. Shit. Okay, so you're doing the Beatles
And
points.
if this doesn't hit, I can no longer bet on Embiid or the Sixers. Maybe
Yeah.
forever, definitely for the rest of the season.
I'll take the Celtics. Oh, I mean, if you get that wrong, yeah, you can't go.
If I get that wrong, I can never bet on Joel Embiid again. But at very least for this season, I can't bet on the Sixers. What are you doing?
I'm gonna do Celtics spread over the Pacers. So like whatever that spread is, I believe it's something
Yeah.
like astronomical.
Like
So
five and a
probably
half, I guess.
no the spread on that game. That's gonna be like Celtics minus probably 11.5 points.
You think so?
It's going to be something crazy. I can already
But
tell.
it's the in-season quarterfinal game.
Against a shitty team.
Yeah, I don't know how they fucking made that.
And I'll take that. I'll take that off it. I think
Yeah.
30% of it is kind of like fed off with the team, not like the
So
fans.
you're taking Celtics spread against the shitty Pacers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which they should come out and just trash
Yep.
it. I'm saying the spread should be like probably pretty high. I'm assuming it's a good
Yeah.
game.
See, yeah, I thought five and a half sounds fine to me. We'll figure it out when the lines come out officially. Then we can share our debate.
Or you can bet, I'm looking right now, Celtics to win season tournament, Tatum to win tournament MVP. It's +220, $500. So you put like
Plus.
20, you put $20 on there, you're winning $520. You're winning $500. It's not
Yeah,
bad.
I'd do that
It's
for the
not a
hell of
bad,
it.
just like,
No.
oh, they can't be played. Please remove from best. The selection cannot. Oh, you can't parlay them. What?
That's lame.
That's dumb. That would be sick if I could part of it.
They don't want you to make that much money.
Yeah, but going back to these, so we have our best bets now.
Yep.
In season tournament, real quick, you can do like the Celtics are the favorite, then Bucks, then Kings, and Lakers as your top. Jazz, Suns, Pelicans, Indy, and then Knicks, surprisingly, are the worst, or the, considered to be like the worst team.
Really? Because I think the Knicks could upset the Bucks, imagine.
Yeah, I think that's what they said. I think that's why they're saying they have the worst. They don't think they're going to upset the Bucks at all. I guess they're getting the Pacers a little bit of a better shot.
Yeah, it might just be wishful thinking for me.
And then for MVP, top three are Tatum, De'Aaron Fox,
Braun.
LeBron. Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
They're the head of Giannis.
Fucking LeBron. Well, because Giannis sucks. And Giannis has Dame now.
And then Jaylen Brown rounds up the top six. So,
I'm surprised he even made it there.
Players in the top six and two Bucks players.
Food for thought.
Food for thought. But we'll talk. I mean, I'm sure we're going to report again.
Yeah. We'll get back to it. But yeah, I think that's a wrap on episode 109 of the Raptors podcast brought to you by Coach Guy Sports. I got to go get myself a coffee. Later.